always checking in with different mates of the show during this period, especially in Melbourne. Obviously, we are all locked down. Got another one on the line right now, Fief.
Oh, yes, we do. Our wonderful friend Grant Denyer. GD, how are you?
Hey, Fief. It's good, Dale. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And congratulations.
Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thank you, team. I appreciate that. The Denyer house is buzzing. The kids are just pumped. And it's funny, you announce you're pregnant at this particular time and everyone goes, know what you were doing in lockdown.
Yeah. No, they say that 10 seconds, now it's going to cost you millions because you got another kid.
Another Denyer baby on the way. But Grant, I've got to say, and I read your post last night and my heart goes out to Shezzy because she's very, very sick and I also had hyperemesis gravidarum and I was
you,
in bed.
Yeah. You had it as well. How horrific is it?
That Grant, means we all had it.
Fev and Byron can tell you, I was in bed for 8 months and it never went away. And because they say, the first, and it does get worse, when I had Trixie at about week 23, I sort of got my life back when I could get out of bed. But with Daisy, I was sick. Like, and Shezzy would agree that it's like she's being poisoned. It's actually like you are being poisoned and you're ill 24/7. It doesn't go away. It's all day and night.
No.
The poor thing, how is she?
Oh, yeah, she's doing it as tough as you would imagine. She's a one-person vomiting machine right now.
Oh,
so
wow.
Between, you know, of course I'm there naturally holding the hair back and rubbing her back, but she's going into hospital every 3 days for fluid and anti-nausea tablets. And you're right, it escalates with every child you have. It magnifies. So this will probably, and let's say definitely, be our last.
Has she got to the point, Grant, where you're getting blamed? This is your fault?
Yeah, you did this to me.
You did this. Now, mate, I've got to ask you.
You'd run out of shows on Netflix, and then this was your idea.
Now, mate, we just asked how your beautiful wife is. Now, I'm going to ask you how you are, mate, because I've been following you the last couple of weeks. And you've been roaming around your farm in Bathurst and you've been telling the many peeps that follow you and Australia-wide, you're on the project the other night, that there's a black panther floating around your paddocks. Now, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, Fev. Let me just pull you up there because I can certainly taste a hint of negativity in your voice. and how dare you question my panther hunting credentials?
Well, I saw the hole. Well, that's a rabbit hole. It's not a panther hole.
Well, I'll let me correct you there. It turns out it's a wombat hole.
Right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yes. I know when you say that I've seen a panda, people go, look, lockdown clearly hasn't been good for Denyer. He's gone mental. But, mate, I know what I saw. I got binoculars here in my kitchen where I'm standing right now, and I looked down the paddock with those binoculars, and I saw this slithery black figure jump over the fence, and there was sheep in the paddock, so I had something like to scale it against, and there was an animal as big as a full-grown ewe, which is 5 to 10 times bigger than a normal domestic cat, mate. I saw it. It's a black panther. Believe. Get on board.
I'll tell you right. I'll take panther, please. Well, that isn't on the. That's not on the survey, mate. Unlucky. That's a cat. You are out.
Nice segue to what comes up this Sunday. What a great. And I remember when we were spruiking for contestants. Grant, this has arrived. Family Feud, this Sunday night, 7:30. Frontline Healthcare Edition. So just quickly explain how that's going to work.
100K.
2020's been horrendous. We just wanted to say thank you to those that have manned the front lines while the rest of us are in lockdown. So we're talking, you know, COVID ward nurses, people who clean hospitals, people who stack supermarket shelves, firefighters that have lost their own homes in the bushfires. We just wanted to get them on, say thank you, and give them 100 grand.
Oh, it's such a great thing to do, Grant. What great family viewing this Sunday night, 7:30 on 10.
This is our favourite show. My kids,
you love it?
We loved Family Feud when it was on, and we're so pumped it's back. Can't wait.
Good on you, mate. We'll be watching.
Good on you guys.
Sunday night.
Panther is real.
Seven. Just putting that.
No, it's not.
Definitely putting that on record.
It is.
Good on you.
It's not.
I better stop them. We'll crash the vocals.
I'm hanging up.
Bye-bye. Family Feud, Sunday night, 7:30 on 10.